Anything else I should know about the strikes, or?
No, the only thing that, like I said before, and I'll keep repeating over there, gotta believe in the fact that the union, their strength, and the farmers, now they're independent. You know, when we were on a farm hall in Milk Dollar Creek with a horse over there, sometime we'd come, or my father, he'd come stop to the neighbors, he'd say, "Hi, John, how are you?" You know, and so on and so forth, and he'd keep going. Then, finally got a truck. Now he's a little better than I am. No, I don't like that. And instead of stopping by my place to talk, he'll just honk, honk, and you go.
Right.
Now I figured, now wait a minute, if he can afford a truck, maybe I can. Now we lost contact.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You're an individual.
Right.
Before we used to go around, maybe one farmer could afford an insulation cutter or something. Or a trashing machine. Okay, the word went out. The trashing machine's coming here too. Okay, he's going to be here. All the farmers come over here and help him trash. Then tomorrow they go to the next farm, okay. And so on. They knew each other.
It was more cooperative.
Now they got these combines. There you are. And farmers are, well, of course, the milk, they're not getting what they should. I'll tell that. But the only thing is, man can have a combine. You know, tractors. Two tractors at farm. Before we had a team of horses, we told them to put the team from here to here.
Right.
You work. Today, it's getting to be push-button deal. See? Before, we knew a farmer 5, 6, 7 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
Friends. Today, you don't know who lives 2 miles away. See, it's a different world.
Right.
It's a different world.